time for another Piano Puzzler. Bruce Adolph is here with me in the Mod Moon Weyerhaeuser Music Studio. Hi, Bruce.
Hi, Fred.
Every week, Bruce takes a familiar tune and he rewrites it in the style of a classical composer. We get one of our listeners on the phone whose job is twofold, to try to guess the hidden tune and to name the composer whose style Bruce is imitating. John Champion is on the phone from Charlotte, North Carolina. John, welcome.
Thank you very much, Fred.
Oh, great to have you. John, what's your musical background?
Oh, golly. I have been singing since I was a child. I sang my first Handel's Messiah when I was a junior in high school. And basically, I've been singing ever since then. And I began my music study at the University of Minnesota. And I had season tickets to it was the Minneapolis Symphony at that time. Now it's Minnesota Orchestra.
Right, right.
And then Sir George Schulte when I was in Chicago, and James Levine at Ravinia during the summer. And then I've lived in San Francisco, so I know Michael Tilson Thomas.
So you're a lifelong fan of classical music.
You betcha.
And you have a great station now, WDAV, in the Charlotte area. Terrific classical music station.
Yes, they are. Yes, they are, as you well know.
Absolutely. Terrific station. I've been there. Great people there, and they play great music. Well, John, your job, of course, is in two parts. Bruce is going to play his Piano Puzzler, and then your job will be to name the tune that's hidden in there and the composer whose style he's mimicking. You all set?
I'm fairly well set, but we'll go along and see how we do.
Okay. Yeah, let's go along and see how we do. And John, if you get stuck, I don't know what's coming either. So if you get stuck on either the tune or the composer, we can try to brainstorm on this together, okay?
That's fine with me.
Okay, John Champion, here's Bruce Adolph with your Piano Puzzler. That was beautiful.
Yeah, it was.
Thank you.
Am I correct that it's Gershwin?
Yes. Which part of it is Gershwin?
The music is Gershwin. I'm not. You know, I know what the melody is, but I can't remember the name of it.
Yeah, exactly. Well, you do know it, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So in the style of George Gershwin. So we know that much.
Yes, which, of course, is a little backwards from many of the puzzlers where you might have a Gershwin tune in the style of Beethoven. Here you have the style of Gershwin.
Mm-hmm. There was no question about that.
That's great. This is actually based on his Piano Prelude No. 2.
Ah, okay.
That's probably why it hit you so hard, because it's a famous, wonderful Gershwin piece.
Yeah. I love the minor key a lot in it as well. So
now there, you hit upon something very interesting for the puzzler, because the tune, which you sang correctly a moment ago, is in major. And I left it in major with a couple of blue note kind of alterations, but I left it in major regardless of the fact that the accompaniment is mostly in minor. So I'll play it again, and you already know the tune. So see if you can conjure it up.
Now let's try it.
Okay.
Oh, that's starting to sound like Schubert, maybe.
Schubert, yes.
A song by Schubert.
Yeah.
The Trout.
The Trout! Ta-da!
Yes!
John, I think that means you got it right.
Oh, thank you very much.
So, The Trout, Die Forelle in German.
Yeah.
Well, so, Bruce,
yes.
How did you weave these two together, the Gershwin and the Trout?
This was one of the most fun puzzlers, I have to say, because there were a lot of funny things about it. The tune, I decided I had to make it a little bluesier, but I didn't change that, but I put in a little B natural, which gives it a slightly bluesier mode. And then instead of, I left that sharp out because it would have ruined it. But here's the sharp. See, Gershwin works his way up to it. So I was having fun skirting major and minor a little bit, and then when I have dee-dee-da-da-dum-bum, then I had to, instead of, I had to flat that too.
But the gesture, the musical gesture is the same.
Yeah, it's only an occasional sharp or flat that's changed. And then this. To take the rhythm of the trout motif, of the trout swimming in the water, and just slightly blues it up a little bit. So it's kind of a bluesy Forelle, but it's a blue trout. Aren't there blue trouts?
Yeah, if there weren't before, there are now.
Okay, well, there are rainbow trouts.
Yes, there are. Well, John, well done. You named the composer that Bruce was imitating, George Gershwin, and you found your way to name the tune. You knew the tune instantly, and you found the name of it as well. The Trout by Franz Schubert was the tune in there, in the style of George Gershwin, mimicking the Prelude No. 2 by Gershwin. John Champion, for playing our piano puzzler this week, we'll send you a recording of a classic piano puzzler and also an autographed copy of the score for that classic piano puzzler signed by Bruce Adolph himself.
Terrific. Thank you very much.
Oh, thank you, John. And what's your public radio station?
My public radio station is WDAV, a service of Davidson College. Supported by listeners like me.
Exactly right. John Champion from Charlotte, North Carolina. John, thank you so much for playing our piano puzzler this week.
My pleasure. It's been a real blast to finally do it.
Oh, a lot of fun for us to have you. And Bruce, I'll see you next week.
Bye, Fred.